Hey guys, I'm your host Olivia, and you're listening to Season 1 of BCT, a Christian podcast that enables you guys to hear people from all different backgrounds sharing and talking stories about their walk with Christ. Follow and subscribe so you never miss an episode. Today I'm joined by Laura Oatley.
Hi, hello.
Laura.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. The sun is shining when it's been raining all week, so
that's
great.
I know, it's nice today, because it's been half term this week, so it's been very miserable, hasn't it?
And yeah.
It's really hard to like find activities to do when the weather's like so bad.
Yeah, because everything inside costs a lot of money, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
And all the free stuff's outside.
I know. It's awful, I know. My mum tried to take my brother and sister to the Knoll the other day, and it just like tipped down.
Oh, no.
So then she took them shopping instead. Spent some money. So tell me a bit about yourself then, Laura. Your likes, your family, and what you do for a living.
Cool. So I'm Laura. I moved to Carmarthen from England a couple of years ago. I'm married to Adam and we've got two little ones. Charlotte's nearly six and Arthur's three. Mm-hmm. And I work in their school, which is fab. I work in the office. So yeah. I get evenings and holidays with them, which is really convenient.
Yeah, it's handy, isn't it?
Yeah.
So tell me about some of your likes then. What do you like to do?
Oh, I love cooking and eat. Well, Adam does more of the cooking and I do the eating. But yeah, we're quite foodie. I like going to spa breaks. I've just been on one with my best friend this week.
Oh, no.
Don't get on them very often, but when we do, it's lovely.
Yeah.
We got three dogs, so that's fun, like exploring the local area. We love going down to the beach. That's our happy place.
Yeah, nice. And you do like a good musical, don't you?
Oh, goodness, yes. Big musical fan, and I'm trying to introduce Charlotte to it now. We're going to see Wicked and Six after Christmas.
Oh, nice.
Her first show was Joseph last year. Yeah, so it's really cool.
Oh, wow. I love Wicked. Wicked was my like first ever big show that I saw.
Oh,
it's amazing.
Love it. I was obsessed with the Phantom of the Opera when I was little.
Oh, yeah.
I learned to play it on the piano.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I feel like that's a very big one to be obsessed with when you're little.
I know. It was quite odd when I look back, but yeah, I loved it.
I mean, yeah. So what was life like for you then growing up in a Christian home?
Yeah, so I was brought up with Christian parents in a Christian home, so I didn't have sort of that light bulb moment that some people have when they've come from a completely unchurched background. You're probably too young to remember Ishmael and the Power and the Glories, I think they were called. But I made my commitment at an Ishmael praise party, which is where this guy who was a worldwide evangelist did like a kids' music praise party. And yeah, it was really good fun.
Oh, cool.
So that's where I made my commitment. But during my teens, I got really into horse riding and pony showing, so it wasn't a deliberate rebellion, I'm not going to church. It was more all my competitions were on a Sunday, so I just sort of drifted and wasn't there that often. But I'm going to name drop my youth leaders because they really kept me in the fold. And although I couldn't go on a Sunday, they always invited me to socials and kept in touch and still made me feel like I was really part of the group. So I want to thank Pete and Hillary, Bill and Ness, Dave and Kath, Jerry, Martin and Stephen Joe, in case they're listening. Because this is a worldwide podcast, yes.
Yes, yes. You have to send it to them.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. So did you find any challenges growing up in a Christian household, like maybe like struggling with friends or?
Not particularly. I think a bit like back then, I think the church I went to was quite cool. It was I think people's traditional view of church, sort of Church of England and pews and pipe organ, it was more of a sort of happy clappy church. So it was kind of, it wasn't seen as a bad place to go, or I think my friends were really accepting of it. So that's cool.
Yeah, cool. That helps.
Absolutely.
So I'd love to hear then when you started going to a church in Essex and some of the challenges you faced during that chapter of your life.
Sure. So my pony madness progressed. And I decided I wanted to work with horses. And my dad was like, no, you have to go to university and do a degree. So I found a degree in horses.
Oh, wow.
So I went off to Rittle Agricultural College in Chelmsford, just outside of Chelmsford in 1999. And it was a real, I don't know if you call it a coincidence or a God incidence, but my youth leader from my home church, his brother lived in Chelmsford. So he put me in touch before I went, and they picked me up and took me to church and introduced me to people.
Amazing.
So that was great. But it was there that I met my ex-husband, which was a really challenging time in the end. So I was really young and naive and I hadn't had a proper boyfriend. And there was this older, charming guy who was a worship leader at church who everyone thought was wonderful, paying me attention. And obviously we ended up getting together and eventually getting married. But in hindsight, he had massive alcohol issues and serious mental health issues. So it was a really challenging relationship. His behaviour escalated as our relationship went on. So he very much coercive control, emotional abuse, financial abuse, eventually physical abuse. And so things came to a head and eventually we did get divorced. But unfortunately, he tied up a lot of his debts in joint name and with our mortgage. So although I was physically free from him by that point, it took a long time to be financially free from him.
Yeah, that's hard.
Mm.
It's just, it's one of those difficult situations that just gets worse, doesn't it?
Yeah, because I think when things happen gradually, little comments here and there then become normalised, and then slightly nastier comments, you just get used to things as they go along. And I think it's learning for people to know that you just don't normalise any kind of behaviour that doesn't feel right.
So then in your next section of your life, you mentioned to me once that you worked with CAP for a
bit.
So can you go into that?
Yeah, so by that point, I was living back in Wiltshire and going to a church in Bath, and they had a CAP centre, which is Christians Against Poverty. So it's an organisation that works with people with money problems and debts and helps them out of it.
Yeah.
I know your mum had one here, didn't
she? Yeah.
Yeah, so they're absolutely brilliant. And when I was going to this church and I found out about CAP, it transpired that their CAP centre was run by a guy who used to go to my home church, who I was friends with his daughter. So it felt really right that that was there at that time. And so I went to them and explained my situation and started working with them. And they really helped me because it was a huge step to admit the depth of my financial problems that I'd been left with. Because I hadn't told anyone. My dad was always one of these ones where I've never been a penny in debt in my entire life. So I was really ashamed to explain, even though it wasn't my fault that I was in that situation. I had a lot of shame around it and the stigma attached to that. So eventually I did tell my mum, because she knew the guy who ran the CAP centre, and I was like, can you come round when they come round? And they really helped me, but it was the stigma because of the depth of the debt, I did have to declare bankrupt and have my house repossessed. So it was a really big, big, terrifying step. But CAP are brilliant. They work with you all the way. They supported me in supported me when people were chasing the debts. They supported me in getting a rental property, going to court. They were a real godsend in the true meaning of the word. They're absolutely fantastic people, and I'd recommend them to anyone who's got financial problems. Don't be ashamed. Just get the help. Definitely.
Yeah. No, I think it's one of those things like a lot of people are ashamed of, aren't they? And because of that, they don't seek for help. So I think it's important to rip that band-aid off and realise that you do need that support and help.
Definitely. And I think that's one of the things I'd say relating to, I mean, it's all part of the same umbrella, but people who are having issues with domestic violence or financial problems, I think the earlier you can acknowledge it and try and bring yourself to seek help, it definitely brings you out of the situation in a better shape.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. So looking back then, what advice would you give someone going through similar situations and difficulties that you have been through?
Definitely what I've just said about trying to reach out for help, because I think with both situations, I was just ashamed. So I didn't tell anybody. I didn't tell my mum until after I'd broken up with my ex. So the whole time, she was like, I could have helped you. I would have wanted to have been there for you. So I think the sooner you can open up or at least trust somebody, because then you're not on your own. I mean, you're never alone because you've got God, but I think, you know, opening up really does help.
Yeah.
And sharing with someone and reaching out for help, definitely.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. Oh, thank you so much for coming on the podcast, Laura. Anything else you want to say before we close?
Yeah, it's just a couple of Bible verses that I think have helped me through the journey, because there was one of them when I was looking it up. It's actually not a Bible verse, but it relates to it was something I thought was a Bible verse. Yeah, my brother's going to kill me for this because he knows the Bible inside out, but I thought the saying "what doesn't kill you makes you stronger" came from the Bible, but it doesn't. It's apparently from a 19th century German philosopher, but it does link to James 1 verses 2-4. So consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. but I prefer the message version of that.
Okay.
Which is, consider it a sheer gift, friends. When tests and challenges come at you from all sides, you know that under pressure, your faith life is forced into the open and shows its true colours. So don't try to get out of anything prematurely. Let it do its work so you become mature and well-developed, not deficient in any way. And I think with everything, there is a plan. You know, there's a massive plan for everything and everybody. You know, it's a very well-quoted verse, Jeremiah, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." But if I hadn't been through everything I've been through, I wouldn't be exactly where I am right now, which is exactly where I'm meant to be right now. So, you know, you can't help somebody else. For instance, if me going through that, if the purpose of that was to be able to share with somebody else who's been through or going through something, I think having lived experience of stuff really enables you to help people. Yeah. And what was the last verse I wanted to share? It's Philippians, which is my favourite verse. Don't worry about anything, instead pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus.
That's an amazing verse.
Actually, there's one more. Sorry, I just realised when I've looked through, I had one more, which is 1 Corinthians 10:13. No test or temptation that comes your way is beyond the course of what others have had to face. All you need to remember is that God will never let you down. He'll never let you be pushed past your limit, and he'll always be there to help you come through it.
And it's true, isn't it? He is always there. Do you find that your faith is stronger now that you've been through these difficult situations?
Definitely, because I think when that's all you've got to cling to in a hard time, I think when you come out the other side of it, and you always will come out the other side of it. You just don't know at the time how long things are going to last or what the purpose of it is, but you will always come out the other side.
Amazing. Oh, thank you for coming on the podcast, Laura.
No problem at all.
Yeah, what you've said is really, really good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for listening to another episode of BCT. Let us know what you thought and some of the topics and questions you want me to ask my guests. You can follow us on all the social media platforms. Just search us up and you'll probably find us, just to keep up with any updates we may have. Bye for now.
Bye.